Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got something I want to say, just to talk, just the two of us. You know, folks, over the last few months, you've heard me talk about and identify a phenomenon I call the retail barbell effect, which is being created by pressure from fast-evolving customer expectations. The entire retail sector is being disrupted by these expectations, almost all associated with the internet. Maybe you remember that that this barbell has three partitions. I talked about it in the past. One bell, if you know what a barbell looks like, right? Two bells on either side and a bar in the middle. Well, one bell is occupied by the giant e-tailers like Amazon and Google and people like that. The other bell on the other end is where Main Street retailers claim that market geography by offering their special sauce made from blending high touch and high tech. And in the middle is squeezed in the middle, the bar of what I call the bar of irrelevance, are the big boxes, the legacy retailers like Macy's and Sears, people who are going out of business these days. Sadly, these 20th century icons are basically in a full retreat mode on the way to endangered status, if not extinction. You could be forgiven for thinking every small business has the high touch thing, you know, that special sauce thing I talked about, high tech and high touch. You could be forgiven by thinking that small business owners, all of them have the high touch thing down pat, but alas, my own experience on Main Street indicates that's not the case. So I want to revisit what is arguably the most important high-touch fundamental, starting with this question. What would you pay for a high-touch silver bullet that could do more than anything to help you flourish in your end of the barbell? Well, before you get overwrought about how could you possibly come up with the cash to pay for something so valuable, I've got good news for you. It's free, and you already possess it. In fact, you possess a lot of it. There are several versions of this silver bullet, each to be used at an appropriate time and application, but here's the default version and the most important one. Write this down, my friends. This is going to be on the test. Thank you. I promise if every customer who ever laid their hard-earned cash on your barrel head heard you deliver a heartfelt thank you, your business would thank you for your business. Just saying those five words. Thank you for your business. If you did that, your business would be a force to be reckoned with, and it cost you nothing. You already owned it. All you had to do was say it and mean it. Here's an expanded version of that. Thank you for your business, Miss Jones. Long after this sentiment enters the ears of a customer, when they're considering the next purchase of what you sell, they'll remember that you looked them in the eye and lodged these words in their heart. We really appreciate your business, Ms. Smith. Here's one more to use in response to a request. And I challenge you to make sure to never let this happen when a customer thanks you first. Never let a customer thank you first. So here's what you should say whenever there's a request. It's my pleasure. And if you really want to pull off the special sauce hat trick, say, thank you. It's our pleasure to serve you. We really appreciate your business. Nothing packages and delivers Main Street special sauce more powerfully than saying thank you and making customers believe that you mean it. If you want to sustain relevance with customers in your end of the barbell, you have to make special sauce training a way of life, not just a means to an end. When organizational values, commitment, and engagement are blended with training, practice, and execution, causing your team members to say thank you, customer goodwill is produced, and turns into gold. That's what I mean when I say you can. If you say thank you, you turned your special sauce into gold. Perhaps you've entered a small business as I have in response to an inquiry. You have an issue that you want to deal with, and someone says, "No problem." How you like that? How you like it when somebody says, "No problem," but you actually might have a problem, right? Or when they handed you your change, you got, "Here you go." Or worse, you got nothing, as I did the other day. And often, all of this with no eye contact, without eye contact. I made a big purchase of food the other day. It was quite a lot of stuff for a bunch of people at a drive-in window. And the young lady just shoved my food out the window, didn't look at me, didn't say a word to me. And it was a big purchase. And it took three bags. And she never opened her mouth and did not look at me. It was as if to say, "Get out of our way. We got. It's almost quitting time. I'm ready to go home." That's the way I took it. And I sat there. You won't be surprised. I told you that I do this. I sat there. She opened the door. She said, the window. She said, "Is there something else?" I said, "Did you forget to say thank you?" She said, "Oh, I didn't say thank you." I said, "No, you didn't." And you know what she said? She said, "Oh, okay." She still hasn't said thank you. How about that? Folks, you can't have that. That's the opposite of special sauce. These are the last gasps of organizations with an extinction wish, just before the vortex of the bar of oblivion sucks them in. We can paraphrase Paul Simon, there must be 50 ways to express your delight in serving customers instead of no problem, or worse, nothing. Whether face-to-face, on the phone, or online, customers like knowing how important they are to you. It's a primal analog fundamental that will never stop being part of the experience desired by your analog customers. And it's a huge relevance factor. You've heard me talk about that before. Strengthen your special sauce power by saying thank you all the time. Or just keep saying no problem if you think it'll be fun hanging out in the bar of irrelevance with Sears and Macy's. I'm Jim Blessingame, 20 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.